Florida. This week it's Charlotte, Kate Delaney, America tonight. Hope you had a fabulous Labor Day weekend and didn't feel too squeezed when you pulled up at the pumps and you had to fill up. I actually had a friend who drove across the country and was stunned by the gas prices. I was like, are you living under a rock? Have you not realized that gas prices have jumped up almost a quarter in the past month? So pretty much, if you check wherever you check, like Charlotte, for example, you're looking at $3.83 for a gallon of regular. These are facts from AAA and from my eyes driving around in Florida, driving around in Dallas, and driving around in a couple of other places as well. Just, I guess, less than a month ago, Philadelphia. And I even there, where sometimes you can get much cheaper gas, people were already complaining about how high the gas, you know, how high the gas was, and it just seems to get worse and worse and worse. And it's that old thing where I keep telling you, look in the mirror, mirror, mirror on the wall, who are the biggest gas guzzlers of them all? We want it. Open up the avenues in Alaska and off our shores where we know we have the regulations in place, where we know it's safe to drill. Oh, I know I'm going to get some nasty emails. Okay, if you want to send me a nasty email, it's so easy to do. AmericaTonight.net. AmericaTonight.net. All seriousness, the Republican convention people were pumped. They felt confident that Obama can be defeated. They're mobile. There are a lot of people that have gotten, and I mean they're mobile, a lot of people are mobilizing, a lot of Tea Party people are excited. Congressman Ryan has added a lot to the ticket, but will it be enough to defeat an incumbent? Because let's face it, you know, when you have an incumbent president, it's always going to be tough, no matter what we're talking about. It's always going to be tough, but I do think of Carter and Reagan. Think of Carter and Reagan. I've talked to many, many Democrats about this. They were very cavalier, felt that it was a shoo-in, that no worries for Jimmy Carter, and then ultimately look what happened. So could this be a repeat of what happened in the past with Carter and Reagan? So besides the high gas prices and taking a look back at the convention, because in fact, speaking of Paul Ryan, I'm going to let you hear my conversation with Congresswoman Diane Black from Tennessee. She worked on the budget committee with Ryan and gives some insights about what it was like to work with him, what's going on with the budget, what's going to happen in the future, what she hopes happens. She's a freshman congresswoman, what she hopes will happen in Congress and what she sees on the horizon. Also, the dudes from Newsbusters, they have the scoop. They look at some of the facts that are out there that aren't really facts, and they'll talk about some of the things that they've seen where the news is inconsistent and why certain things didn't happen. For example, at the convention, talking about on camera for MSNBC, and a lot of people have talked about this, it looked like just a sea of white people, but there were plenty of people of color. I know I was there, and there were, but they weren't shown on camera. So was that on purpose, or why was that? They'll talk about that, too. And coming up at the tail end of the hour, a lot of you have sent me tons of mail. So we will get to the mail. I promise you we will do that. Absolutely. A couple of quick things worth noting. The show, in fact, is going to Ireland for a couple of days at the tail end of the month. One of the places that we're going to is Belfast, Northern Ireland. And I happened to see this today. 47 police officers, if you want to call them that, were hurt during a riot over a parade in Northern Ireland. Saw this and I was like, oh no, Belfast, of course. And what happened was there were some overnight riots with Protestant extremists, they say, angry over a Belfast parade by Irish Republicans from the Catholic side of the community. I just saw a piece on George Mitchell, who was the person who negotiated, remember the Senator George Mitchell, he negotiated that peace process in Ireland, so I'm sure he doesn't like to hear that. The demonstrations, what I've read, are usually triggered by the Protestant side, and this happens every summer in Northern Ireland, so you had the riot gear out, how sad, bottles, bricks, all that kind of stuff, and this was, again, in Belfast, where now they're trying to attract more tourists. They have a brand new Titanic exhibit, a huge Titanic exhibit, because some people don't realize this, but the Titanic was actually built in Belfast. Man, can you imagine? So I wasn't too thrilled to learn about that. Never good to see that anywhere, actually, anywhere in the world. So then, closer to home, you've got some large wildfires in the Angeles National Forest that cut the holiday probably short for a lot of people. Oftentimes, that's when people will do that get-out-of-dodge kind of thing that are close to that area. But it was, it was just out of control. And you've got firefighters from all over the place. This is typical. Firefighters are such great guys. They always lend a hand. You see, I've seen so many firemen on planes that I've been on. It's amazing to me, and then I always seem to know then, okay, if I wasn't aware of it, now I know where it is. The fire actually broke out at a campground, they say, Sunday afternoon, and then before you knew it, boom, just like that, 3,600 acres or more, about 5.5 square miles done, and that campground, because I can remember going there, that campground attracts maybe 12,000, 13,000 people on a holiday weekend like this one, and it's Camp Williams Resort is big. It's above the city of Glendora. They had to get them out of there quickly. A lot of Southern California people use that area because of the camping facilities that they have. So they had to do whatever they could using the DC-10s and everything else to dump a bunch of water. And, boy, there have been some terrible, terrible fires there over the years. It just brings back some memories for me when I was a television reporter and I would see things just go up so, so quickly. We talked about sharks during Shark Week. It was just a couple of weeks ago. And we talked about the fact that even with Mike Bonacorsi, who comes in to talk, comes on our show once a month to talk about getting retirement ready, I remember he mentioned the fact that It was like a scene from the movie Jaws. Everybody was talking about great whites and what's going on with the great whites. And now something happened over the weekend. I mean, here it is Memorial Day weekend. We're closing the door and going into the rest of the week. And a marine biologist looked at a 13-foot great white carcass. They found it ashore near the Rhode Island state line. They couldn't figure out how the shark died. Didn't show any kind of trauma, anything like that, but man, I'm telling you, you see this great white shark, and you think, man, are there other white sharks that they keep seeing these fins here and there? And this shark looked like it washed ashore a couple of days ago, and shark sightings have been pretty rare in that area. But farther east, there have been a lot of reports of sharks off of Cape Cod. All right, as I said, coming up, we're going to talk to the congresswoman from Tennessee. You don't want to miss that conversation. A lot of interesting facts about Congressman Paul Ryan and what the Romney-Ryan combo can do in this next 60-plus days. Hang with us on ATN.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 31st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,660.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,701.97, $850.99 for a half ounce, or $425.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,701.97, $850.99, and $425.49.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Radio Row in beautiful Tampa, Florida, from the Republican National Convention. A lot of buzz in the air because now we're into the meat of everything. Ann Romney has spoken. A lot of other people have. Condi Rice. And, of course, Paul Ryan, the congressman from, I was going to say West Virginia, from Wisconsin. He'd kill me. From Wisconsin, he who is the VP on the undercard for Mitt Romney, of course, gave the powerful speech that a lot of people are reacting to. And we actually are sitting here with one of his colleagues, freshman Congresswoman Diane Black, part of the, I'm saying the Tennessee 6th District. Because at first, when your lovely, I'm going to call her your lovely aide, congressional aide, I'm thinking, came up to me, she said, Tennessee 6, and I was like, Tennessee 6, what do I know that? And then I said, oh, the 6th District. Anyway, just having a little fun. You know Paul Ryan well because you worked on the budget committee together, and obviously his budget was played up a lot, both positively and negatively, as you can expect. So when you, as you were tinkering, you going through all the numbers, you remember what those days were like? You had to be burning some midnight oil then, right?
Oh, we sure have, and we have had lots of sessions where we really learned about the budget. Of course, being a freshman, I did have some experience back at the state level with budgets, but the federal government is so immense. And that's one of the things Paul does so well. He's a good teacher, and he took time to teach the freshmen about what it was that we were going to be doing in the budget committee. Mm-hmm. And then really, I think the most important thing is that Paul believes strongly in being very honest and making sure that we are looking at the budget honestly, and we're looking at the future honestly.
What about all the cries about Medicare? And then he threw out, smart, you know, it was a smart thing to throw out, I think, on his part to say, my mother's on Medicare. What are you talking about that I'm trying to rob Medicare? That you're not looking at this correctly.
Well, I think the other party thought that they could use this as one of those planks that would help to defeat us, but I think that Paul is exactly right. We have got to tell people the truth. And when we're looking at the budget, Medicare is really the biggest driver of the debt, but we felt seriously that we could not change things for people who were in or near retirement. So the program, the plan that we have, does not affect those 55 and older. It does affect those, however, that are younger. They won't have anything if we don't do something about it.
Yeah.
And so what we did was put into a place a plan that would have given people choice. And it's always best to give people choice and market-driven so that the competition could bring the price down.
Yeah. As being a freshman, when you step in and you have all these ideas, you run, you win, and then the reality hits, and then it's like homework on speed. Just speed is boom, 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 boom. It's crazy. So what was the most difficult hurdle, I guess, in getting to know the lay of the land? Because you have no choice. That's how it is.
Yeah, I think, Kate, that you put it aptly, and I heard some folks say at the beginning when we were in orientation, it was sort of like drinking out of a fire hose. And that is the truth, because there are so many moving parts. But once you get placed on a committee, it does help you to focus. And because I'm on ways and means, and I'm on budget, those are the two areas that really are my focus. Not that there aren't other issues that are important, like national security and
right.
education and those kinds of things, but really I'm very focused and want to make sure that I do the best job that I can as a member of both the Ways and the Means and also Budget Committee.
All right, so here's a big question. Are we going to have a budget that's going to be approved, that's going to be passed ever soon?
Well, of course, we already passed our budget out of the House. It was the House budget. We passed it over to the Senate. It failed in the Senate. The Senate has not had a budget in 4 years. The president's budget that he put out did not get a single vote. Even the members of his own party didn't vote for his budget. So we're probably going to be on a continuing resolution, which is so sad that that's what we continue to do. As a matter of fact, Kate, I have a bill that I'm a co-sponsor of that says no budget, no pay. That if you don't pass the budget on time, then you don't get paid as a congressman, period. And that of course, is not moved to passage yet. It's in committee. But I really believe we've got to put some teeth in it to make sure that our congressmen, both the House and the Senate, are doing their job and passing a budget on time.
Yeah, I agree with you. The issue of women and Mitt Romney has come up. Okay, that women, he does not relate to women. Women are not going to vote for him. And women are a major chunk of the voting population. The responsibility, mothers, wives, concerned about the future, all that kind of stuff. I don't have to sell you on it. So I've talked to several people who work with Mitt Romney and say, wow, I'm not selling you a bill of goods. He was just a great guy to work for. I had kids. He told me, don't you ever miss a birthday party. You have to leave. You got to go pick up someone. Go, go, go. It's okay. And I heard that, you know, 3-4 times. So do you think he's being unfairly portrayed as somebody who can't relate to females?
I think so. And I think that Ann Romney did a really good job with that on Tuesday night to take away all these sound bites that we're getting, sound bites both from the media and also from the opposition. And to say, look, Mitt Romney is a real person. He cares about people. He's obviously worked with women in both his business sector and also in the governmental sector. It's just the way that the opposition wants to sell him. And I think opening up in this convention and having people talk about him in a very personal way helps the American people know that Mitt Romney really does care about women.
So do you think that she helped make that connection that could have more women saying, oh, well, wait a second, if I'm undecided independent? Or
well, here's the thing I think that women are looking for. They're not only looking for a leader who says, yes, I'm a good family man, I care about women, I've had women in major places, positions in both my public and my private sector, but they also care about the vision of our leaders, because there's so much that goes on through the economy that affects women. And women want to know that there is somebody that's looking out for their pocketbook, somebody that's giving them choices on their health care. Women make 80% of the health care decisions.
I know.
And under the Obamacare, there isn't an opportunity for them to make those decisions. So they're looking beyond just this rhetoric of women, women's issues, because women care about the economy. They care about the future for their children. They care about the debt. None of us want to leave our children, or I have here with me my grandson, leave our grandchildren in that kind of debt. So they are looking specifically at a leader who's going to give them a promise of a future for both them and their families.
As a new member of Congress, still, you know, freshman congresswoman, what are your goals? What would you like to see happen? It seems as though the American people, because the approval ratings couldn't be lower,
yes. That
all people think, honestly, because I do a talk show and I hear from people all over the place,
sure.
That, oh, they just can't get anything done. There's just a log jam. There's no conversation. Republicans and Democrats can never pass anything. How do you break that log jam?
Well, I think we need to give the American people some feeling of confidence.
Yeah.
That we do have a vision, we have a plan, and that plan is a viable plan. And right now, I think one of the things that I continue to hear, at least in my district, is the uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
They're just uncertain about the direction of the country. Businesses are uncertain about new regulations and new taxes. And I think if we can show a vision, a plan for prosperity for the nation, to bring us out of these doldrums and to get us back into prosperity so that our incomes grow, so we bring more home, so that we can have a vision for a brighter future. And that's really what I'm hoping, is that as we get a new leadership in the White House, that they will be at the table and willing to work with Congress, because that's been the frustration for me, is that this president hasn't been there at the table. He hasn't been willing to work with us. And that's very frustrating, that we put good things forward and they go nowhere because we don't have leadership in the White House.
So there's 60-some days before the election. What do you think it's going to take for Mitt Romney to win this? The polls have it really neck and neck, so in a sense,
yeah.
That's good, because initially he was trailing,
that's
of
right.
course, and an incumbent president from any party, it's always tough to knock off an incumbent, but he's showing signs of, wow, this could really happen. What do you think has to happen for Romney?
I think this convention is the start of opening the door and allowing people to truly see the true Mitt Romney, also to be able to have confidence that Paul Ryan is a great leader. He knows that budget better than anybody in Washington, inside and out. And so having two confident leaders with a message that there can be a different future for this country and to bring us out of the doldrums, I think that's going to make the difference. So we're going to see those numbers shoot up.
Did people in Tennessee liking Romney?
Yeah, they really are, and we're hearing more of that. I think that obviously Tennessee is going to bring the vote for Mitt Romney. I feel that strongly. But what I'm encouraging people to do is to get outside of our state and go to the surrounding states that he may have some difficulty. Go to Ohio. Go to those states that might be a difficult, West Virginia or Virginia, and a campaign for our hopefully new president.
Congresswoman Black, thank you so much for coming on America tonight.
You are so welcome.
Thanks.
And by the way, I have a cape. One of my
you
daughters.
Do. There you go. Cape Black. That's a good name. That's a
yes.
strong name. I like that. Thank you.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AFFINITY HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Here we are continuing our broadcast from Radio Row in Tampa, Florida, the Republican National Convention. Oh, you guys are going to love this. Guess who's sitting down with me? Newsbusters. Who's Newsbusters? Mark Finkelstein and Noel Shepard are here. Hi, guys. How are you?
Great to be here.
Good. How are you?
Did you hear that? They both said, great to be with you.
Great to be with you.
So, all right. So let's talk about Newsbusters. Let's bust some news. Give me some scoop.
Well, we've got a nice little scoop. This morning, well, actually, it happened a couple of days ago. There was an ABC shared webcast with Yahoo, and the Washington bureau chief of Yahoo actually was caught saying, with a picture of the Romneys, that they like to party when black people are drowning.
Oh.
And he has already been fired. This was the Washington bureau chief of Yahoo. His name is Dave Chalian. Or Italian.
Right, so he didn't realize that anybody was going to see that.
He was on a hot
that.
Mic, so yeah. He wasn't actually doing the broadcasting, but it got picked up. We covered it. It's now all over the place, and he's been fired, and we're not happy to hear that he's been fired.
Right.
But, you know, this is, quite frankly, the problem that we're seeing with this convention and the media coverage is that they're trying to paint the GOP, the Republicans, as being a lily-white party. I'm sure you heard yesterday on MSNBC they decided to not show any of the minority presenters, with the exception of Nikki Haley. The black presenters, the Hispanic presenters, were not shown at all on MSNBC. Why might that be? Could it be that it fits their narrative that we supposedly are a lily-white party? And it's really quite offensive if what they're going to do is they're going to edit out all of our minorities so that they can claim that we're all white. That doesn't seem right.
And for that matter, you know, if they want to play the racism card, who's being racial in suppressing the voices of black and Hispanic people?
So, right.
My focus this morning was to see how the mainstream media covered what happened last night. And so what better place to start than the editorial page of the New York Times?
I was going to ask you that.
And
what'd
sure
you
enough,
think?
Andrew Rosenthal had an item Now, for those of us who are either in the hall or watching at home, your listeners, we saw Ann Romney, a warm, caring, and kind person. How did Andrew Rosenthal, editorial page editor of the New York Times, depict her this morning? That she slipped a knife into Barack Obama. You know, so that sort of violent, ugly imagery, that's how the Times depicted Ann Romney.
Which that was not at all the speech. Not the one I'd have to go back and listen to it again.
It was bringing tears to people's eyes as she identified with the trials and tribulations that women face and the way that they are heroes, day in, day out heroes. He saw her slipping a knife into Barack Obama.
Wow.
The interesting part of that is, if you remember, in January of 2011, after Gabby Giffords was shot, we were told that we needed to have a more civil media. Well, it's not really civil when the editorial page editor of the New York Times is accusing Ann Romney of slipping a knife into Obama's back, when all she was saying was extremely nice things about herself, extremely nice things about her family, and in particular, extremely nice things about her husband. Horrors.
Would you say, and this is a conversation I have with the listeners on America Tonight all the time, this is their bread and butter, and constantly, what's going on with the media, you know, when you, you know, is there liberal bias in the media?
Of course there isn't. You know, I've had interesting conversations today, both with Michael Medved and just now with Jim Pinkerton. Both of them said something very similar, that in certain ways, the thrill is gone for the mainstream media with Obama. They don't love him and adulate him in the same way that they might have in 2008, but ideologically, they identify so closely with him that they'll do what they need to do to try to drag him across the finish line in November.
Yeah. The as you look at, you know, the coverage last night, you were talking about that. NBC of the mainstream of the
broadcast
networks. Thank you. The broadcast networks. There's like dinosaurs, so I can't even remember anymore because everybody watches cable. They got the highest ratings, 5.3 million. ABC 2.3. Is ABC, or, you know, I'm just wondering if there's anything in that or no, that ABC is.
Well,
just,
no. I mean, is it possible that as a result of the error made by, and I'm trying to remember his name, Brian Ross, if you recall, shortly after the Aurora shooting that morning, he actually goes on with George Stephanopoulos and suggests that the shooter was a Tea Party member. So is it possible that, I mean, you know, when you've got a Republican convention, most people that are watching are Republicans or independents. Democrats aren't typically watching. So let's assume you don't have cable, so you can't watch it on Fox, you can't watch it on CNN. You've got a choice between the three networks. Is it possible that as a result of Brian Ross's comments, and George Stephanopoulos, of course, working for Clinton,
yeah,
that a lot of Republicans say, I really don't want to watch ABC at this point in time. Maybe I'd rather watch NBC. It's possible.
Yeah.
Not that NBC is any great bargain. I mean, of course, Brian Williams is a former Carter staffer, and, you know, there was the famous moment where he seemed to almost bow himself when he met Obama, you know, shortly after the election in 2008. So, you know, nothing to think that Brian Williams is not part of that same mainstream media. But, it's not an easy choice. That's why, you know, Fox has been so successful. That's why alternative media like Newsbusters, I think, has become more and more attractive to people.
And that's what I was going to ask you. So Newsbusters, you've seen that. Is it because people are tired of that? They want something that's balanced. They want as much nuggets of the truth that they think they can get.
It's not balanced. They want truth, and they want the biases of the mainstream media exposed, and that's what we do at Newsbusters.
Who are the worst offenders, in your opinion? Noel, who are the worst offenders?
Oh, well, of course, MSNBC. But MSNBC is not a news network. And it really is offensive from a journalistic standpoint to have them so proximate on our cable dials to CNN and Fox and CNBC. This is clearly an arm of the Democrat Party, has been, and obviously I mean that figuratively. They are so in the tank for Democrat and Democrat causes and liberal causes, and they're not even really embarrassed about it or trying to hide it. It's very, very obvious. So you really almost at this point can't count MSNBC because it's just flat news. As far as the broadcasts, it's difficult to assess because they change. I mean, a couple of months ago, I probably would have said, or a year ago, I probably would have said CBS was the most liberal of the three. Now I think NBC has been dragged in the MSNBC direction, and even though they did really well last night, and I'm not sure why they did, I think NBC right now is probably the most liberal of the three. If we look at the Today Show, if we look at the evening news broadcast, what do you think, Mark?
Well, as you say, there's really, you know, I wouldn't want to have to choose among them, and that's why their audiences have continued to shrink over the years. I just think, fortunately, they're much less of a factor than they used to be. Certainly when it comes to print, the New York Times, I would say, is the worst offender. And in fact, their own ombudsman just a week ago said that their liberal editorial slant permeates right down to the front page, and it forced their senior editor to deny that. But, you know, anyone with eyes who can read the New York Times knows that it's true.
Romney, in the coverage of Romney, what do you think is the biggest myth or lie or non-truth that you've heard bantered around the most?
Or the biggest one. Well, I mean, certainly, actually, I would say Bain has been very poorly characterized, because most of the people who are investors in Bain are pension funds,
yeah,
state pension funds.
Mm-hmm.
Bain does good things. The companies that Bain invested in do good things. I mean, everybody talks about Staples, but there are a lot of other companies that are associated with Bain. Bain really did great stuff. And what the media have done as a result of conceivably the Occupy Wall Street movement and all of the targeting of banks and brokerage firms and Wall Street in general as being bad people, they've depicted Bain as this awful, terrible thing, and anybody associated as being awful and terrible. But, you know, it's public pension funds that invest a lot of money in Bain. Maybe we could report that a little better.
Mark, what do you think?
I would say it's the way that Romney has been portrayed by the mainstream media as being an uncaring, ungiving person. In fact, he is almost undoubtedly the most charitable presidential candidate in the history of the United States, and both not only in terms of money, but also in terms of his time and in the way that, you know, his life is a life of helping others, both on an individual and on a private level, as well as through his work with the Winter Olympics in Utah. So I think, in fact, there is a huge distortion on Mitt Romney the man, and hopefully we're going to, you know, I think Ann Romney made a wonderful first step last night, and hopefully we'll see more of that culminating in his acceptance speech on Thursday.
Yeah.
Actually, I would take that a step further. I think that if the Democrat Party had a candidate like a Mitt Romney, who had been so philanthropic with his funds, had spent time, as Mark said, running the Olympics, has business experience and 4 years as a governor, is there really anybody that we've seen in decades that we could say has more diverse experience to be president than this man? I don't think so. And then the other side, and Mark and I were talking about this yesterday as we were walking into the convention center, if the Romneys were Democrats, the media would be going absolutely nuts over Ann.
Right, because of how she looks.
They'd be going more nuts than they went for Jacqueline Kennedy,
mm-hmm.
because she's such a wonderful, giving, incredible mother of mm-hmm. five, great children,
mm-hmm.
breast cancer survivor, MS survivor. You add all of this up, if this was a Democrat, she'd be on every cover of every magazine. They'd be doing pop pieces about her. But because she's a Republican, they made fun of the fact that she rides horses as a therapy. And they didn't. And what was interesting, we were talking about this as well, is they didn't even bother to investigate that, you know, we use horse therapy for our returning soldiers from Iraq and Afghanistan.
You're right.
This is actually a very, very common therapy. And instead of doing the slightest bit of examination and investigation into it to find out how common it is, and it's not just for rich people.
You guys are terrific. I could talk to you the whole show. I mean, you're just great. Noel, Mark, Newsbusters, you're terrific.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Today only, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings through today only. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Busters dudes. Who knows what they're going to come up with next? We're going to have them back on America Tonight in the very near future. Coming up, mailbag. Oh, you had a lot to say when I was in Tampa for the Republican National Convention. Before we get there, though, Isaac wreaked havoc with so many people over the past week. It's cleanup mode for way too many people. It was so sad to me to see, and I was seeing it, I was watching it happen live as it was happening when I was talking to people at the convention in Tampa and everywhere, because there were screens everywhere and you could see on Fox and CNN and every place that they possibly had these screens, you could see what was happening, the damage, the floods, all that kind of stuff. So you have roofs of homes that have been torn off. You have down power lines caused by Isaac, and still there's some damages to some of the parishes that's unbelievable. So what a sad, really, Labor Day, and a cleanup Labor Day for way too many people. Isaac is blamed for at least four deaths in Louisiana and Mississippi after it hit land last week as a Category 1 hurricane. Hundreds of thousands in that area were without power. Even through Sunday, President Obama took a little tour and had this to say about Isaac.
Obviously, right now, we're still in recovery mode. And that means that our biggest priority is helping to house people who've been displaced, making sure that they've got the resources they need to re-enroll their kids in school. We've approved individual assistance for this area, which means that these folks, if they suffer additional losses beyond what they're insured for, that they are potentially eligible for some help. Sometimes in the past, we haven't seen the kind of coordination that is necessary in response to these kinds of disasters. This time, we've seen it. We made sure that we had the disaster declarations happen quickly.
All right, and speaking of disasters and declarations and all that kind of stuff, as of Monday morning, as we kick into Tuesday, 2,700 Louisianans also still in shelters because of what happened to the parishes where they live. They had to come inward, and they're working with FEMA to try to do whatever they can, some kind of temporary housing. Well, we've heard about that before. In Mississippi, by contrast, they say fewer than 100 people, give or take, are in some kind of a shelter, and this is from the state's emergency management agency there. So I guess the good news is they're finding spots for people, but there's never any good news when a storm hits and one second you're fine and the next second you're in a flood and you don't know if your house is going to go and what's going to happen. I mean, in fact, I was talking about the pictures at the height of the storm. You had almost a million people who didn't have power in the states I mentioned, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, and Arkansas. And so luckily now a lot of that has been restored, but certainly not all of it has been. All right, without further ado, I promise we would go to the mailbag. So here we go. Ah, thank you very much. Checking the mailbag. Joe says, Kate Delaney, I can't wait to talk to you about Mitt Romney's speech and Paul Ryan's speech and what did you think of Condi Rice and all that kind of stuff. There is a little bit of a bump, I understand, coming out of that convention. Do you think it holds up heading into Charlotte? You know, Joe, great question, because traditionally what happens is usually the party, so the Republicans and the Democrats, get a little bit of a bump when they come out of their convention. That's normally the trend. How much they get, though, is key. How many points are we talking about? In the case of Romney, for example, in Rasmussen's poll, he had a 4-point edge on Obama. I think for, in a sense, to me, in a way, even though he's the incumbent, so traditionally the incumbent has the edge, almost in some circles, Obama could be a little bit of an underdog. And let me explain that. The Democrats, some of the Democrats I know that are pretty high in the party that we've talked to over the years here on ATN, off the record, have told me they're concerned. They're not just saying that they're concerned. They're concerned that this push could be just too much of a push when it comes to money and the amounts of ads that are going to be on the tube, because there is just no way Obama can make up that kind of money for the Democrats. They can't make up that kind of money when you're talking about maybe for Romney $1.8 billion to pump into spots, television spots, over the next 60-some days versus $1 billion maybe for Obama. And this is a much different time for him. I mean, he's been there for 4 years, so he has to prove to the people at the convention, even, to rally them up, why do you want to carry me over? Why do you want to carry me over from 2008? 4 years ago, this was groundbreaking. I mean, hey, he was the first African American to win the presidency. Now, to do it 4 more years, it's a different kind of barrier. You have unemployment so high, over 8%, and really it's so much higher than that because people are so underemployed. That number can go up to 12%, much higher when you're talking about young people. A lot of young people don't want to go and vote for Obama this time around. So he's got to do a lot of work. For Mitt Romney coming out of the convention, he needs to win Florida and Ohio and probably Virginia, North Carolina, or maybe Wisconsin if he can't win the other two, to have a realistic shot, because he has to get about 270 for the electoral votes. He has to be able to push all that together. So this is a big moment for Obama as well, since he has to, even among the Democrats, he has to prove to them in the speeches and everything else, why do, you know, you want four more years of me? And the Republicans made their case for why you do not want four more years of Obama. All right, let's go to this next one. This comes to us from Judy in Mississippi. Darling, you wouldn't believe how many of my family have suffered through yet more misery with the hurricane. Nothing like Katrina. Very odd. It was in the 7th anniversary of Katrina that we just went through. Isaac, I will say all my family, thank goodness, is safe and sound. However, we did lose little pieces of homes, shall we say. Not entire homes, though. Much different than the last time around when my own home literally blew away. When I went back, I had nothing. Nothing at all. Just some shattered pictures that I could find here and there. Not even very many of them. So I'm thankful for that. Please pray for anybody who is suffering as a result of Isaac. I'm right there with you. It's anytime there's a hurricane, no matter what, it's not good news. Like I said before, if you're talking about flooding or whatever it is, any kind of damage, it's rough to go through that. Power outages, tough to get the power back with the water. And you had more than just a couple of states that were hit by that. All right, this one from The Whip says, Kate, did you see that Michael Clark Duncan died? Oh, how sad. You keep talking about your mission with heart attacks and to prevent heart attacks. Boy, now more than ever, that is so key to what's been happening to people. And maybe it's just because a lot of famous people have suffered lately, but we see this in our own neighborhoods. Heart problems, heart attacks are up. It's the stress of living in the USA. We need something new. We need something different. I wasn't so sure on Romney, but now I feel like Romney's the guy. Interesting tie between Michael Clark Duncan and stress in America. But the actor from The Green Mile, that's what you would remember him probably the most from, did die, and he did die of heart problems. He had like a heart attack. It wasn't like a heart attack. It was a heart attack, and he went to a hospital in L.A., and he was there for 7 weeks, and they couldn't do enough to get him back. He never really recovered from that, his family said. I mean, you know, that was it. Just one of those reminders that one day you're fine, and the next day not so good. I mean, it's very sad if you think of his performance and just think, I can remember seeing him on a couple of talk shows, and how he was pretty funny with kibitzing with, I want to say, David Letterman. He was even on Kimmel's show, if I'm not mistaken. But he was truly a very, very good guest. And he was a decent actor, too, because he was that character actor guy. So another one goes as a result of a heart attack. Good time to remind you about HeartDrop.com and my pal Don Wiskin. Just go read his story. Get Extendivite, I'm telling you. Your cholesterol, all your numbers that are high, the stressors that are on your life, the Extendivite will really help. It helped me. Even call them, 877-928-8822. You'll never remember that number, I know. So go to heartdrop.com. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts at americatonight.net.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.